Thanks, Ashley. So I want to follow up with what Ashley was talking about, in that we were talking about cloud storage as a practical matter on how law firms use cloud storage. But we should also understand that our clients and the companies our clients work with are also relying on cloud storage. As we move towards the future, most people are selling products that's actually stored in the cloud. Companies are using access to data. That's what they're selling. Like, you can get a subscription to view online materials, publications or videos or data sets, and those are stored in the clouds. In addition, you have transactions where our clients have partners that are paying for people to access a large amount of data, and they're paying to process it. So you can have an oil exploration company that has algorithm that's available to customers, stored in the cloud. They access it, and their algorithm will solve problems and then spit out an answer or data set. So that's what a lot of companies are doing now. So it's important as lawyers we understand the different type of cloud storage, and we should understand the other types of digital transactions. So we all heard about encryptions, but the next level of encryption is using blockchain. And blockchain is used, it's a shared public ledger where everyone can verify the transaction has taken place. Blockchains are created using mining operation, where a mathematical problem is used to solve certain equation, and you have hashes. Hashes are recorded on these ledgers in the blockchain so that you can't commit fraud. A hash will reflect the date, the time it was verified. And so blockchain can be used to encrypt data and transmit it, health insurance information, patient data, strong financial records can be transmitted and stored and protected with blockchain. Hospital systems, where you have a system to regulate who has admission to certain departments, you have to register different people and give them different levels of access. You can use blockchain to encrypt that information so that when people register, they don't get access to the hospital's database. When it comes to financial transaction, oftentimes we're looking at banks transmitting zeros and ones to convey currency. Well, Bitcoin and cryptocurrency is the next level. A lot of banks are coming out with their own cryptocurrency. Venezuela is coming out with its own national cryptocurrency. And so we have to get used to it. The next thing we got to talk about with cryptocurrency is our clients will, our corporate clients or companies that we work with will start using cryptocurrency both to pay each other and also its employees. So we got to look at how to treat cryptocurrency, whether it's part of a compensation plan or an exit strategy where you're paying someone, an executive, some money to leave the company, or an employee that's negotiating a severance agreement. If they are getting part of that compensation package in cryptocurrency, as lawyers, we got to be aware of our obligation or push off that obligation to somebody else. And so we always worry about giving clients tax advice. As a labor and employment lawyer, that's not our specialty. So one thing that we should recognize is cryptocurrency can be considered by the SEC, something that falls under their jurisdiction. Also, the CFTC, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. So if our clients are exchanging cryptocurrency as part of a compensation plan or exit plan, we have to advise them about reporting requirements. And it all depends on whether or not the way you structure that cryptocurrency as a compensation, is it a commodity or is it a security? If so, each one has its own type of form and reporting obligation. We might want to identify and spot that issue and then push it off to someone else. How? We could give them some type of a disclaimer. Ashley, you have a suggestion about things we could do to tell our clients what they should do?
My answer to that is usually just tell them they need to talk to someone else if it's something I'm not extremely comfortable with. And this would certainly fall under that category. I know at our firm, we do most of our engagement letters and stuff electronically. And so we have click boxes that they can't move on to the next part of the engagement letter until they acknowledge that they have read, you know, this little part that says, you know, we don't give tax advice, we don't deal with the SEC, you know, whatever the case may be. And that's probably how we would deal with it. But this is telling me that there is another section we need to add to our engagement letters now that does not currently exist in there.
That's right. So get tax advice. Also get someone that understands the SEC and CFTC obligations.